BC, Holby City, starring James Anderson as Oliver, Emma Catherwood as Penny, Jimmy Akingbola as Malik, Rosie Marcel as Jack, and Layla Ruas as Zahira. Previously.
You cheated.
I claimed your papers were mine, and I submitted mine as yours. You didn't really fail.
I did.
I'm interested in what sets you apart from the other candidate.
Well, I'm here for a start.
I am busy. You can see.
Am I to take it that you're withdrawing your application?
Take it how you like.
Congratulations, Miss Naylor. The job's yours, albeit by default.
He really likes you. There's something about you being smart, beautiful, passionate, and funny. Strange boy.
If they found out that I know, I'd be struck off. You have to tell them.
Boy Valentine, Girl Valentine by Dana Fanaru. Oliver is sitting in the staff room, his eyes red with tears as he stares at his mobile phone.
Oliver, come on, open up. Ollie, open up. And if you don't open the door, I'm going to break it down.
He fades away. Then he and Penny burst into the room.
He saw you do it. You promised me.
Yes, I know. And I'm not saying I won't.
Right, so what are you saying then? Because you're carrying on as if nothing's happened. You've got no intention of coming clean.
No, I do. And I will.
I can't believe that you're doing this to me.
Pen, please.
No, on top of everything else now, I'm stuck with your secret as well.
Look, I'm sorry, okay, but I'm working really hard and I want to make this better.
Right, you just don't get it, do you? Do you really think this is just going to go away?
No! I'm just trying to find a way out of this.
The only way out is to do the right thing. Stop lying, Ollie. For your sake as well as mine.
Oh, for my sake, is it? Like, you don't know that as soon as I do that, that's it. Game over. I'm finished. Is that what you want?
No, Frank. That is not the point.
Well, what is the point?
The point is that you're not a qualified doctor. It's illegal and you could end up in prison.
Valentine's. What the hell is up with your pages?
Jack smiles to herself as she spots the consultant nameplate on her new office door. She finds a black box tied with red ribbon on her desk, and, frowning, she opens it. Resting on some red tissue paper inside is a card which reads, "Fill them, Connie." In the tissue paper are a pair of black high-heeled shoes. Moments later, Jack's walking along the corridor wearing them.
Excuse me. I don't take sugar. Get me another one, please. Right. You call that clerking a patient? Three lines. Unacceptable. Re-clerk, please.
Yes, sirree.
And, Ms. Shah, what exactly is the point in ordering all these drugs from a pharmacy and then not signing the patient's chart? And what are these scribbles? They could be milligrams, micrograms, microchips. We don't pay our pharmacy people overtime to decipher your hieroglyphics. So get it right. I'll be reviewing all the notes at the end of the day.
A bit over the top, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. I don't accept sloppy standards.
You go for it. Cross the T's, dot the I's. I'd be paranoid too if I were you. Nice shoes, by the way. Good for you. Finally decide to splash out on yourself.
Chrissy, Dan and Daniel arrive at the hospital. Sasha's at the coffee bar.
See you, mate.
Mate.
Big Dan. Little Dan.
Big Dan.
Little Dan. Big Dan. Little Dan!
It's Daniel, actually. Thank you.
Hello, son.
Oh. Marching orders. See you later. What time?
5 o'clock, I'll pick him up from the brush.
Brilliant, yeah. Bye, buddy.
He's a gorgeous boy, so gorgeous.
So, going well?
Well, you know, early days.
Well, he's already staying the night.
Staying the night? No, he just gave me a lift in this morning.
Well, I can give you a lift to work, it's not a problem.
It's not really the same thing.
No.
Moira Wells, 55 years old, suffering from vascular dementia. She has a history of multiple strokes causing right side paralysis. She was admitted last night with trouble breathing, low BP, high pulse.
Beautiful. Julian Wells, Moira's husband.
Jet Naylor, cardiothoracic consultant. Michelle?
She had a bad night. Not getting any sleep. Last night, the GP thought we should really head over.
Right, we've got a loud systolic murmur.
What can you do to help her?
Well, I think that we should consider an aortic valve replacement.
Yeah, the doctor mentioned that.
However, in your wife's case, I would strongly advise against it. Considering her past history of high blood pressure, clotting problems, strokes, you stand more chance of doing harm than good by operating. Treat with ACE inhibitors and diuretics with a view to taking a look later.
Later? You mean later today,
excuse
or...?
Excuse me for a second.
Darling, hang on.
Replacing the valve could help her heart and help reduce the clotting that's affecting her brain. Or, much more likely, you take her into theatre and the guide wire loosens the clock, causing yet another stroke.
Well, naturally, it's a calculated risk.
Well, lucky for the patient, it's me who has to take it.
Okay. Excuse me? Miss Naylor.
Jack takes the phone.
Yes.
At around 8 o'clock this morning, an intercity passenger train derailed just north of Holby, hit a local commuter train and crashed into the station platform. Needless to say, this occurred at the height of the rush hour. So we have a major mass casualty event on our hands, with casualty numbers potentially running into the hundreds. And we've been designated the nearest receiving hospital. This is how it's going to work. I'll be your theatre clinical commander. Sister Williams will be nurse commander. Miss Naylor will be in charge in Darwin, with Mr. Hope already on the ED, and Mr. Levy will stay in Keller. Most crucially, as we're expecting unprecedented numbers of patients today, AAU is designated the receiving ward and will perform as temporary emergency department. Now, all of us are going to be tested to our utmost limit today. Don't lose your heads. Thank you, everyone. See you on the ice. Mr. Spence.
Yeah. All right, I'm taking a quick response unit down to the site. Sputnik's already on board. I need one more volunteer.
Okay.
All right, grab your stuff. I'll see you in the ambulance bay in 5 minutes.
Mr. Malik, I trust you can hold the fort until I can allocate a consultant to you.
Absolutely.
Very good.
What do you mean I'm getting rid of the electives?
Somebody has to.
I'm a surgeon. Don't you think I should be in theatre?
Oh, calm down, Nigella. If nobody clears the wards, then we won't be taking patients to theatre. Right. I want the entire theatre list cancelled. I want you to call all the outpatients and rebook them for next week. We're going to have to double up.
The nurses usually do that.
Off you go.
Look. Come on.
You know what you have to do. If you haven't told Hansen by the time I get back, then I will.
Oliver looks stung. Hansen is standing at an upper story window, looking down at the entrance to the hospital. Time passes, and one ambulance after another arrives at the doors to offload the injured and wounded. AAU is frantically busy.
Okay, nurse, keep on top of the dogs, yeah?
Bad, really bad.
Hi, Robin. I'm just going to feel your chest.
Okay. Blood pressure's dropping. Pulse is racing.
Let's order an abdominal ultrasound. Can I get some help here, please? Oh. Fractured zygoma. Transfer him to the Max Fax now. Next.
Okay. Mary Reardon, age 45.
Okay, blunt abdominal injury. Fast scan negative. Transfer to Keller.
He swiftly makes his way to another patient.
Got a right side pneumothorax.
Right. Transfer to Darwin for a chest strain. You heard me, up to Darwin, please.
Oliver closes his eyes with nervous anxiety.
Dr. Valentine, where exactly is that patient heading?
Darwin. He needed a chest strain.
And Darwin at maximum capacity, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
so you can do it here.
Listen to me, Valentine. Whatever it is you haven't got, dig deep and find it. Because you're not dragging me down with you today, you understand?
Ruth Bradbury, referral from ED.
A woman with a shard of glass in her chest.
What is that?
My daughter. Natalie.
Okay, bed three, please.
Greg, I've got multiple rib fractures and aortic injury coming into Theatre 1, so I'm going to need you to sort out the suspected lung injury in Theatre 2, start with a bronchoscopy and followed by a VATS.
Yes, I know.
Done. All electives have been cleared to St. Luke's.
Right, and just page me because I'll only be next door.
Yes, I know that too.
Yes, Mr. Hansen. That's fine. Yeah. Okay, send them up. Thank you. Right, we've got a polytrauma with abdominal injury, suspected cardiac trauma with a sternal fracture. So we'll need a GS consultant. Could you page Mr. Havergill, please?
Miss Naylor. Moira Wells, remember her?
Of course.
I think she's getting worse and no one's doing anything.
This is Jim Lavelle, 38, straight from ED. BP's 90.
Miss Shah is going to be right with you.
Breathing deteriorated, so intubated downstairs. He drove the passenger train.
What is Mrs. Wells still doing here?
She's not an elective.
No, that hardly makes her top priority.
Well, that hasn't been established yet.
His pupils are tiny.
They breathalyzed him at the scene. Positive.
Great, that's all we need. Okay, let's do a CT scan and repeat bloods, please. If he's been drinking, then we're going to need a full tox screen. Let's get him into ITU as well. This has to remain highly confidential.
Can we just hang on a sec? He doesn't even smell of alcohol. He should have been vasodilated and flushed. This man is vasoconstricted and his extremities are cold, not warm.
Alcohol or not, if he's vasoconstricted and his extremities are cold, it's because he's losing blood.
Well, I think it's imperative to be certain.
Right, that's my next op. Mrs. Wells, can you discharge her to an intermediate care facility?
No, not until we discharge.
Just do it.
I have to.
Okay, Mrs. Bradbury, you need to let us help you first. I promise we'll do all that we can.
She's struggling to breathe.
Pneumothorax?
60. She's 60. She's wearing jeans. Blue jeans. And trainers. Trendy trainers.
Oliver listens to her chest.
Dr. Valentine?
Dr. Valentine. It was a Dr. Valentine who got me up.
Yeah, that was probably my sister.
Oh, she was wonderful. Wonderful. She said she'd look for Natalie. She said everything was going to be okay. She told me not to worry. You know her.
Yes, she is brilliant.
It's a good sign, isn't it? First her. And you. It's fate.
Okay. Let's set up a theatre slot ASAP. Let's get fluids in here. Cross-match 2 units and 5 milligrams of morphine. And let's set up for a chest drain.
Female teenager. Multiple fractures. Right leg smashed, crushed. Open wound, arterial bleed.
She conscious on arrival?
Yes, briefly. Her BP and pulse were stable. They had to intubate when the morphine was having no effect.
Of course, morphine would be pointless to say to that leg. I was down here for a consult on a broken pelvis.
Okay. After three. One, two, three, go. No idea who she is.
No ID. She was quite muddled when she came in. They had to sedate immediately. That's all there was.
Lord above.
She's from the Rays. The Rays Swimming Club.
I'll let the nurses know.
Right, that's a massive crush injury. Let's get 10 milligrams of midazolam, do an X-ray, bloods and blood gases. Shall I stay on this one?
Yes. Yes, please. If you could, that'd be great.
Her BP is slightly raised, but really...
No, I'm telling you, really, she's in pain. You're not going to transfer her, are you?
Look, Mr. Wells, if you don't mind me saying, you look exhausted. Perhaps you need...
No cup of tea. I know what's coming. We've been here before. Hospitals, surgeries, you name it, she always gets pushed down the list. She might look like a vegetable. She was a chemistry teacher, you know, sharp as a nail. She knows what's happening. I'm a carer. I know her better than anyone.
No one's disputing that, Mr. Wells.
You mentioned this operation. When can you do it?
Well, it's highly unlikely to be today. We're in the throes of a major
accident. Tomorrow, then?
We will monitor Moira, and if we think it's viable...
We're prepared to take the risk.
He takes a seat at the bedside.
It means a bit more time together. Oh, she's only 55. It's crazy. She's not gone yet.
Leave it with me.
Okay, I'm just going to make an incision along the intercostal space.
A slight frown worries his brow.
It's Natalie. Natalie Bradbury.
Thank you.
She's got brown hair. Shoulder length.
It's okay, Mrs. Bradbury. We know we're doing everything we can.
Sporty.
Okay, I'm pushing my finger in.
Sporty. Beautiful girl.
Drain, please, without the introducer. Let's have the purse string suture ready. Thank you.
Having inserted a tube, the drainage bottle begins to fill.
Oh,
well done.
That's so much better. Thank you.
Great. Now, we need to get this thing out of your chest. I'm going to see when the next available theatre slot is.
No, I'm not going to theatre, not until I know where she is.
I'm afraid you have to.
Please, just, you know, you've been so kind already. I'm not being ungrateful.
You have life-threatening injuries.
But it's her birthday today. Can you believe it? And she's out there somewhere, maybe badly hurt and scared. Oh, God.
Is there anyone we can call for you?
No, no, there's no one. But your sister... I told your sister all about it. She might know where she is. You could call her, can't you?
She is in the middle.
But she was there. She might know something. Please. Please call her. Please, you have to try. Please.
What's next in theatre?
Patient with a head injury, vomiting blood with a possible tracheal injury. And yes, neuro are on their way down to check on the head injury before I proceed with the polytrauma.
And Mr. Jensen?
Been transferred to ITU post-op. Thank you, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, Moira Wells, patient number 552786. If you can squeeze her in at any point today, call me back. Thanks.
Please tell me that isn't the Mrs. Wells that you've transferred to St. Luke's.
No, can do. The upheaval would be too traumatic for her.
Are you questioning my judgment?
Oh, perish the thought.
So
I have cause to believe that the dementia is masking her pain levels and therefore the severity of her symptoms. And once we're done with today, we have the option to proceed with a transapical aortic valve replacement using keyhole surgery. It will cut down the risks that you mentioned and immeasurably improve the quality of her life. A major incident does not give us leeway to compromise other patients in our care.
Miss Naylor, Mrs. Lavelle's here, Jim's wife.
A young woman at the nurse's station.
Well done. Full marks for presentation, but she's definitely not going into theatre today. As far as I can see, there's still no overwhelming evidence that she needs to be put through a surgical procedure at all. So be very careful giving anyone any false hopes, because it will be you who will have to disappoint them. Mr. Douglas, can you come with me, please?
In the staff room, Oliver scans through his address book to find Penny's number. He's about to call it when he switches off the phone and pockets it.
Have you spoken to her?
No. There was no answer.
Because Chrissy's just phoned from Keller. There's an unidentified girl up there, brought in from the crash, looks about 16.
Oh. I'm going up there.
Oliver races along a corridor. Sasha's examining the teenage girl.
You okay?
She's not that much older than Rachel. Okay, let's take some air out of the immobiliser.
Checking the pedal pulse. And toes. Pulse is very weak. Toes still white. Capillary circulation very poor.
Right, let's get her into theatre. Her cardiovascular system might collapse.
Agreed. I think it's looking grim. There's clear damage to the leg, the bone, the skin, artery, veins and nerves. They've all been damaged. So we set up for amputation.
Amputation?
Legs are gone, mate.
But there's no guardian, no one to consent. I say we go into theatre, take a closer look and assess the extent of her injuries. We may be able to salvage both the artery and the nerve.
Well, you can't take her into theatre unless you both agree.
Tell you what, let's do it your way, mate. I'm a team player. It's all about the patient.
CT scan's back. Well, there's a small amount of blood around the descending aorta, but otherwise the intima is intact. It looks like a hemothorax.
Mrs. Lavelle, are you okay?
We left really early. We're both still asleep, Rosie and me. We usually get up to say goodbye to him. Will you be okay?
We're doing everything we can. There is something I should mention. I'm afraid he tested positive on the breathalyzer at the accident site.
Positive?
He's 80 over 50.
He's hypertensive. Let's get a chest drain in.
What's going on?
Get the kit, please. Could this be as a result of the alcohol consumption?
I'm telling you, no.
Mrs. Lavelle.
Yeah, she does look about 16, doesn't she?
And she's got brown hair. It's the girl's birthday today as well. Could you believe it?
Him upstairs can have a sick sense of humour.
Yeah. Is there anything else she had with her? Anything that I can talk to the mother about?
She had a trainer, a silver one.
Yes, she did mention trainers.
She was wearing a swimsuit, the Ray Swimmers Club.
And that she was 40.
Fingers crossed.
I've got the rest of his notes up. Let me put her in the pram.
Mrs. Lavelle, I realise this is awkward, but I have to ask...
You don't understand. He wouldn't drink, there's no way.
Okay, but if he did, and I take him into theatre, he may vomit and aspirate his lungs, which
could be... What's wrong with you? I told you. You're not hearing me. He wouldn't drink. Because we're both alcoholics. In recovery. We met in AA. He lost everything because of the drink, his job, his family, everything.
He's been clean for 5 years. He would never, never go back.
Look, we've run a tox screen if there's been any kind
of... But still, the breathalyzer came back positive. Now, I should warn you, when he comes around, the police may want to talk to him.
Right, I get it. In one ear, out the other. Here, I'll take that.
Permission to speak?
Now, Mr. Malik, I was hoping to allocate you a consultant, but best laid plans and all that. I could stay for a while.
No, absolutely no need.
Are you sure?
150%. I'm on top of things here.
Excellent. Keep me updated, please.
Back, are you?
I was just...
Don't want to hear it. Ruth Radreef, slightly 15 minutes.
Come on, I need some help now.
No problem.
All right, that's fine.
Ruth.
Come on. It's way too premature to determine. We haven't even had the tox screen back yet.
No, of course not. Because the lab is chock-a-block today. Look, I can't afford to wait. I need to take him into theatre and sort him out before his heart gives way under the pressure. Hopefully, I can do it before the press get hold of this. Then she really will have something to stress out about.
But if you do it before you check him fully, then you could be making a big mistake. I think that there's something more going on.
Of course there is. There always is. You just heard. The guy used to be in AA. He has a history.
What, a history of confronting his addictions? Geez, hang the guy without a trial, why don't you?
People fall off the wagon all the time. Maybe that's why she's so defensive. You know, I'm just going to follow the medical evidence here, okay?
Your job is not just based on clinical facts. It's about reading people.
Tell you what, thank you for the tip. You do not need to teach me my job. Because if you were good enough, you'd be doing it.
Maybe, but not by default.
Whatever. You keep telling yourself that.
Sahira leaves Jack in the stairwell.
Now, obviously we can't be sure, but this girl on Keller...
Well, she is the right age, isn't she?
Yeah, she looks about 16. She's got hair about here, brown.
What, shoulder length?
Yeah. And they also found a trainer, a silver one.
Silver trainers, yes. Yes, oh my God, it must be her. I got her the trainers last Christmas. It was a Christmas present.
And she was wearing a swimming costume. It was for the Rays Swimmers Club.
Oh, she loves swim. She loves it. She's in theatre now?
Yeah, they just took her in.
And she's going to be OK?
Well, they'll let us know as soon as they're done.
Oh, my God, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
There really is no need. In the meantime, we need to sort you out. We've got a theatre slot in 10 minutes.
What? No, that's not possible. I can't do that.
What? I...
No, you don't understand it. It's a... It's me and Natalie. We're the same... blood type. It's AB minus. If you run out...
No, that's ridiculous. I'm sure the stores are well stocked.
How do you know? I mean, look at this place. It's like a war zone. I'm sorry. I know you mean well. I'm definitely not going to go to theatre now.
Well, she has a lot on her plate and she has to leave from the front. Yes, I'm on my way.
What, by treating us all like total minions? Look, she's micromanaging everyone. She's sidelining everyone into effective redundancy.
You'd have managed it differently, that's what you're saying. Look, it may be a bitter pill to swallow, but it was a purely professional move. You're not ready yet. She is.
Is that so?
It's within your reach, in time. Excuse me.
So that's what you think this is about, sour grapes? Look, as brilliant as Miss Naylor may be, I cannot believe for one moment that you're not aware of her shortcomings. She's making dubious calls all over the place. Don't say I didn't warn you.
In theatre.
Can I have some more saline here, please? Thank you. This is a total mess. Forceps, please. Clutching at the damaged areas. It's not contracting. This is hopeless, just as I thought.
Yeah, well, we're in here with the intention of saving the leg, not scoring points.
I need to allocate the best for her eye to you. How long do you think it'll be?
Good question. Well, this damage is too extensive. There's no way I can put an X-fix on this.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me try and tie up the popliteal artery.
And then?
Give the circulation time to improve, about 15 minutes.
She's your patient.
I'm not promising anything, but the MRI could be revealing.
Look, thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
Look, there's no need for you to come with her. In fact, they probably won't even let you in. Why don't you take a break, get a coffee?
Oh, Miss Shaw, it's Jim Lavelle.
Coming. I'll let you know as soon as I can, I promise.
By the coffee shop, Mrs. Lavelle drops her bag.
Hey, give me a hand. Here you go.
I forgot his lunch.
When they called, I just grabbed it. What's he going to do with it now, eh?
What, you mean your husband?
Was he in this accident?
He was a train driver. I'm sorry.
No. No need.
Her phone rings, and she answers it.
Hello? Okay, I'm coming right up.
At his bedside.
When did this happen?
Just now, his vitals started dropping.
You weren't answering your page.
It's getting worse, isn't it?
There's an excessive amount of blood in the chest drain and bleeding around the insertion site.
Right, start pushing fluids. He's tachycardia.
Can you take Mrs. Lavelle out, please?
Look, I'm telling you, there's something else going on.
Can you just do as you're told?
As I'm told?
Starting carotid massage. Where are his bloods?
They're not back yet.
Yeah, because the lab's backed up. You have to chase these
things. What's going
on? Get her out!
Miss Shaw, please.
Vitals coming up. Let's prep him and take him to theatre. I'm not waiting any longer.
Miss Naylor, if you would.
You what? So we don't even know if it is her daughter, and now she's lost a slot? You made a right mess of this.
Well, I put a call into Keller, and I'm going to reassure her that they've gone...
No, shut up. You need to sort this out. I have a splenectomy. Both 2 and 4 need large bore cannulas, 9 needs a femoral line. We need 4 units of blood for the guy in 1, 6 units for the lady in 7, and get an abdo CT on bay 4 to find out where the bleed is coming from, and pray she doesn't crash on you.
Dr. Valentine, Keller have just flown back. The girl in theatre is blood type O.
What? No, there must be some mistake. It should be a derivative of A or B.
There's no mistake. They've rechecked.
It's not her. It can't be.
No, this is too much of a coincidence. Everything fits. No, there's something wrong here. Come on, let's pull up our notes.
It's not her.
Can't be.
Well, let's hope the circulation improves. If it does, we can save the leg. So, when we do find the parents, we can hand her back in one piece.
Though, for my money, her parents, when we finally trace them, may prefer a minus one leg than dead.
I thought we were on the same side.
Yeah. My only side's the patient's side.
Well, I have to say, from a parent's perspective, I'm just saying, if it was my kid, I'd want to know the medics fought tooth and nail to save her life.
Yeah, of course, but not if it meant putting her life at risk.
Now, hold on, I'm not saying we shouldn't push the boat out.
But it seems to me you've made your mind up from the beginning.
Not at all, I'm just pointing out both sides of the arguments.
I'm not going in there with no parental consent and chopping off that leg unless I absolutely have no other choice. And we're not at that point just yet.
Fine, but she's not our only patient today. We may be clogging up valuable theatre time for a total lost cause. We can't afford to.
Yeah, no, I understand. Thank you, Doctor. Binman.
Okay, beds 2 and 9 are still waiting for scans.
What's wrong? Ollie?
Her notes. They just came in.
Right, she's been seeing a psychiatrist for 5 years. And?
And I've just spoken to them. She didn't lose her daughter today.
Yeah, I know, that's why she...
No, she didn't lose her daughter today because her daughter is dead. Dead.
What?
Yeah, she's been dead for 5 years. Natalie got hit by a train on the same crossing. Ruth's been in bereavement counselling ever since. What the hell do I do now?
I see. So, Yummy Mummy ran to complain about Big Bad Wolf.
What? I wouldn't put it like that.
How would you put it?
Your ward does not consist solely of your patients, you know.
My team should be supporting me today, not sniping at every decision I make.
So maybe you'd like to have a look at your idiosyncratic management style? Your team's support in future, not just today, could be rather more crucial than you think.
What exactly are you referring to?
I haven't mentioned it explicitly until now, because nothing's been decided officially, but I think it's fair that I should tell you. The SHA are looking to shut down Darwin and merge the department with St. James's. There's nothing on paper, but the idea's been mooted more than once. It goes without saying that everything you do today, good or bad, will be minutely scrutinised.
Well, I...
You might like to make sure that your team are there to back you up. You know what they say, be nice to people on the way up. You never know who you're going to meet on the way down.
Yes, yes, I know you must have lots of brown-haired girls in that year, but I'm telling you, she's an athletic build, a swimmer, the Ray Swimmers Club. No. Okay, thanks. Thanks very much. Bring around the local schools.
That's not your job. You should let patient liaison deal with her.
What if it was Daniel?
and he couldn't call for us, and we didn't know where he was.
But it's not Daniel.
No, but I wouldn't know anyway, would I? I wouldn't know with any of my kids because, well, I hardly see them. I don't even live with them.
That's not ideal, but you do what you can. We all do.
I know, I'm feeling sorry for myself, but, you know, these things come out of the blue. Yeah, then you realise.
You don't think I've thought about that? I've called the creche 20 times today.
How is he?
Last time I checked, he was shampooing his hair with chocolate custard.
Takes after his dad.
So, what's happening with the young girl, the swimmer?
Well, she's still in theatre. We're waiting to see if her circulation improves.
It's time to go back. Moment of truth, eh?
Jack is scrubbing up.
Nurse. Jet Naylor.
It's Nurse Tate.
Yes, Nurse Tate.
Jim LaBelle's talk screen has come back. I think you should take a look.
Elizabeth shows Sahira some results.
Where are we? We need to call the drugs agency as soon as possible. I'll do it.
She's not back yet. What's wrong?
There's nothing wrong. She's obviously in a queue. We're so backed up today.
Yeah, but...
Look, Mr. Wells, I'm sure there's no cause for concern. She'll be here any minute, okay?
Looking exhausted, Julian Wells finds Mrs. Lavelle in a relative's room.
Okay.
Nodding sadly, he goes in and takes a seat.
They won't tell you anything.
Does your head in, doesn't it? Your wife in theatre too.
If only. Dragging the feet. They say she's not in pain. I keep telling them. I know her better. I know she is. Still, what do I know, eh? Only the relative.
Didn't listen to me either.
Well, at least they're treating your husband.
But they still think he's to blame for it all.
What?
I keep trying to tell them. I know him better than anyone. Just like he said, but... Everyone's looking for someone to blame, aren't they?
Sorry, I'm not with you.
So the breathalyzer was positive. So what? These things, they can malfunction or whatever, can't they?
What, you mean he was drinking?
Mrs. Lavelle, was your husband taking a drug called Bropoxin? I don't think so. What's going on? Let me see that.
Great. This gets better and better. So now you've got a patient halfway through a psychotic delusion refusing to go into the theatre because you let her think her daughter's alive.
I was just trying to help.
No, you weren't. You were trying to play the hero. You should have never gone in there like that.
I've spoken to Psych. I've told them that it was...
Psych, please. I wouldn't waste my breath. What's your plan B? Look at you. Come on, little boy Valentine. You a doctor or not? You mess up today, it looks bad on me, and that is not an option, my friend.
Can you speak to her?
No can do. I'm needed on Darwin, and she's your patient.
Malik pauses and turns back to Oliver.
Right. Listen. If she keeps refusing to go in, you wait until she deteriorates, and then you force the issue.
It might be too late.
Let's hope not. For your sake.
Oliver gazes at Ruth Bradbury for a second or two. Then, moments later, makes his way into a nearby office, letting out a desperate sigh as he shuts the door. He lowers himself into a chair and rubs his face. In theatre, Sasha pinches one of the teenage girl's big toes.
Look at this. They're pinking up. Look, the circulation's coming back.
Can you see?
Right, forceps, please. OK, stool, please, quickly. Right, let's take a look at this nerve. Okay.
Two ends of the nerve. There we are.
Right, let's tag them. Okay, and see what we're joining to what.
If the leg survives, you mean?
Oh, I think we have every cause for optimism. I think we can go ahead with your X fix.
Fine. But if she deteriorates any further, we will have to amputate.
A drugs trial? What drugs trial?
Bropoxin. It's a combined drug for blood pressure and antiplatelets, which would explain the extensive bleeding.
What are you talking about? He hasn't got any blood pressure problems that I know about.
Well, it's not registered yet. I found it through the drugs agency.
Your husband was taking part in a drugs trial.
But why? Maybe because you get paid for it. Look, there is good news. The tox screen came back negative for alcohol. The bropoxin must have caused a positive on the breathalyzer.
Oh, I told you! I told you he wasn't drinking! Do you know what this means? You would have finished him!
Look, he we didn't operate on him when we were going to. Otherwise, he would have bled to death on the table.
Vital stable, no major blood loss, and expired CO2 normal.
Right, I'm going to try and put one in the upper part of the leg. Here goes. It's actually started to bleed again.
The artery slipped. BP's dropping. She's seriously compromised. She's crashing. Okay, pack some paddles, please.
This is exactly what I was worried about.
Sasha grabs the paddles.
Charging to 360. Oxygen away. And clear. Okay, she's back with us. Let's hang a few more units of blood and packs, please.
Please think they know who she is. She was part of the swimming club, but she quit. Her parents were pushing for her to try again. They're on the way in.
Enough's enough. I'm not compromising her cardiovascular system. You're taking the leg off. You agreed?
Yeah. Chrissy, what's her name?
Dee Dee. Her name's Dee Dee. Is there any news of my daughter? She's in theatre.
No, no news. Mrs. Bradbury, is there anybody we can call for you?
No. No, there's no one.
Natalie's father?
No. No, we're not married anymore. He left when... He said it was my fault.
Why do you mean?
Where's Dr. Malentine?
Am I? I'm not sure, actually. Let me just go find him. We need you out there. Miss Bradbury's got worse. Her vitals have dropped. Should I call Mr. Malik?
No. No, I'm coming.
She's finding it harder and harder to breathe.
Oliver rushes to Ruth's bedside. She's trying to sit up.
Mrs. Bradbury, we need to get you into theatre now.
No. No, I already told her.
You have to. You're getting worse. I can't have you on the ward anymore.
You're so nice. You're such a nice young man.
Ruth, listen now.
I'd like my night to have someone like you.
Okay, I need to treat you.
We were going to London today. Oxford Street. Busy. Too busy. I told Natalie. And she wanted all the shops. All the big ones.
Ruth.
How is she? She's not... She was.
Ruth.
She is, isn't she?
Stop.
She's worth something's happened.
I didn't say that.
What then? What?
Okay, here's the thing. It might not even be her.
Of course it's her. You said it's her. What do you think this is? A game? Get away from me. Leave me alone. I wanted to go. Get him out.
I was just thinking of you.
Look, maybe we should.
You have to let us help you.
No one can help me. I want Natalie.
So there's no reason for you to die.
I don't care. I just want Natalie.
Natalie's not here. She can't be. She's dead, Ruth. Natalie's dead. You know she's dead.
Ruth's breath becomes more strangled, and suddenly, ripping off tubes, she drives the shard deeper into her chest.
What are you doing? No!
Oh, my God.
Okay, get a crash team, get an anaesthetist. Where's Malik?
He's in theatre.
Okay, get him down here now. Do something.
Right, the MRI clarified the dark patch on the echo.
Yeah, were you even going to come back and talk to me?
Mr. Wells, please.
Not as important as him, is she?
However, it looks like the thickening of a ventricle, not a clot as we initially feared, so the outlook for an operation is quite positive.
When?
Well, I'll have to...
Just tell me when.
I will have to speak to my consultant and we will come to a decision in the next few days.
Oh, here we go, in a few days.
Mr. Wells, it's important to remember that your wife is stable. She's not suffering.
Oh, and you're sat in her head, are you? I'm the one who's been looking after her all this time. Not you, not anyone else. Me, because no one else gives a toss.
Mr. Wells.
So don't give me your platitudes. I'm not a kid.
What is going on here?
I'll tell you what's going on. She thinks my wife should have the op, and you're too busy to rubber stamp it.
What have you been promising? Can we just hang on here, please?
You're a joke. A joke! Dragging your feet over her when you've got the whole hospital running round after him. A bloody drunk who killed all these people.
Mr. Wells,
sorry,
you need to calm down.
Calm down, I know. His bloody wife told me!
Mr. Wells, you need to stop this.
You stuck-up cow, treating people like us, just used to shut up and put up with no more!
I'll calm it down, it's fine.
Julian has punched Jack in the face.
I'm so sorry.
As she covers her eye, he looks mortified.
Okay, what is it?
Ruth's gone into VF.
I need to test on her way.
So I'll start chest compressions, but...
No. You do that. Where do you think this piece of glass is going to go?
Well, I don't know. There's so much blood.
Just calm down. Follow the glass.
It's sticking in her ventricle.
OK, you're going to have to open up her chest.
What? I'm not in theatre. I'm not a CT surgeon.
There's no time, Oliver. You have to do it now.
No! I can't.
Yes, you can, Ollie.
I can't.
Come on. I'll talk you through it.
She's in cardiac arrest.
Just pick up the knife!
Let's remove the leg at the top of the wound.
Right. Here we go.
Hang on.
Look at this.
Sasha pinches her toe again.
The circulation is coming back.
Let me just try something.
Ollie, you have to do this in under 3 minutes or she will be brain dead. I can't get out of here. Suction, I need more suction. Ollie, you there?
Yes.
Listen to me. Make an incision in the mid-axillary line in the sixth intercostal space and then do the same on the left. Take the trauma scissors and join the two, staying in the intercostal space.
No, you don't
understand. Ollie, make the incision.
I shouldn't be doing this. I'm going to kill her.
But there's no one else. No one. If you don't do this, she will die.
No. No, I am not a doctor.
Don't be bloody stupid. Of course you are. Just do it.
Come on.
Glistening with perspiration, Oliver readies the scalpel.
Dan, what's happening?
Skin margins are bleeding.
Forceps.
Leg muscle is flushed red. Right, let's get the X-fix in place, sort out the nerve, and you can do the anastomosis.
Hang on, what is that? Are we doing a U-turn?
Hold the leg for me, would you? Drill. Come on, now.
Dan drills a hole in Didi's leg.
Do you mind?
Sasha moves out of his light.
Here it is. I can see it sticking through the ventricle.
Brilliant. I'm almost with you. Open up the pericardium. Close up.
Scissors. Okay, cutting. How far are you?
Okay, you can't suture directly into the myocardium. The sutures will cut through them like cheese wire.
Right.
So cut a piece of the pericardium the size of a £2 coin. Then cut that into four and use them to protect the myocardium where you place your sutures.
Okay, cutting.
The X-fix is in place around the leg. I can start working on the nerve. Let's take a look. Ah, there it is. Hold this for me, would you? This is a fiddly.
Of course.
Kidney dish. Sutures.
It's smashing it. You're all over this. Now place two sutures outside the pericardium, but don't tie them
off. I'm the man. There it is. Dan's the man. Sorry. Bit of self-affirmation. Fine scissors, please.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Now remove the frog body.
A defibrillator is wheeled in, and with a look of trepidation, he pulls the shard out of Ruth's chest.
Roger. Okay, charge to 20. And clear.
I'm here!
Again, 20. Clear.
Wide-eyed, he studies the monitor to discover her stats returning to normal.
You did it. You bloody did it.
Nerve endings look healthy, uninjured fascicles are exposed, and I don't think we're going to need a graft on this one. Round of applause, please, ladies and gentlemen. We have one girl, two legs, 4-0 proline, please.
Fair play to you. At least you got in the line of fire. You should have used your heels.
You can say it.
What? Saying nothing, me.
Oh, I had it coming. Wait till Hanson hears about this, which she's bound to when she runs to him again.
She's a good doctor. You two should join forces. It can make life easier.
No, I don't see that happening. We're too different.
You think?
Come in. Jim LaBelle's echo results. Right, the bleeding on the X-ray disguised an aortic transection. Must have been caused by blunt trauma from the train crash. Okay. Prep him. We need to take him to theatre straight away and form the anaesthetist of a gaseous induction and make sure they've got frozen plasma and FFP to counter the rapoxin.
Aortic transection. I think that's someone's specialty.
Sahira takes some water to Julian.
I think you can leave us now.
I don't know what came over me. I mean, I've never...
When was the last time you had a proper meal? Or a proper rest? How are you supposed to look after her if you can't even look after yourself?
You know, if she wants to press charges, I'll understand.
I'm sure she's had worse. Jim LaBelle. I heard. Aortic transection.
Well, Mr. Douglas has needed an AAU, so you'll be going in with me.
Oh.
I don't beg.
Even though it would really make my ear.
Don't push it. Oh, and one more thing. I'm going to be debriefing tomorrow, which means that you'll have to take Maura Wells into theatre for a keyhole aortic replacement.
Your daughter is obviously a very determined young lady. We'll shortly be taking her out of theatre and into recovery. I must say, there was some doubt as to whether we could save the leg, but thankfully I've managed to repair the artery and the nerve damage. Circulation is restored to the lower limb. So we've saved it.
Hey. Get that inside you. You're in danger of losing weight today.
So you were right all along.
You pushed to save the leg, and it was possible.
Yep. The mermaid will swim again. Good work, partner. Look, mate, I'm sorry if I got carried away in there. I have a tendency to hijack proceedings when I get so into it.
Yes, I've noticed.
Was I a total prat?
No, that was great work.
Chrissy smiles at him warmly.
Inform Mr. Douglas you're on your way. You know, you could go clean up first.
No, I'm going to make sure she gets there. You never know, she could wake up and do a runner.
I've spoken to Psyche. Someone will be with her when she wakes up. They gave me their word. Hey, good boy, Valentine. What are you pulled off back there? Well, let me put it like this. I've never had to do that for your class. Gold standard. Well, I thought you had it in you, but what did I know?
Well, maybe you finally rubbed off on me.
Yeah, a bit of smooth talking. That's more like it. You had me worried there.
Fifth floor, please, Andrew.
Time passes and night falls. A steady stream of ambulances deliver patients to the hospital. Mrs. Lavelle's accompanying her husband as he's pushed along in a gurney.
Good luck.
Oh, thank you.
Exhausted, Julian returns to the relatives' room. Michael and Frida arrive back at the hospital.
Hey, Dracula, that's some good work out there today. Where's Pitstop?
With you, no?
No, I thought she was with you.
Well, now she's invisible.
Yeah, Spence.
Michael looks shocked. Jack to Sahira.
Good work in there. Can I have the post-op notes in by the end of the night, and can you make them legible this time? At least you don't dot your I's with hearts.
So, you've survived intact?
Yes, we have.
Good. Well, my public awaits. As you were.
Thanks, Mina. Listen, I know I'm probably the last person to speak to you right now, but... Well, life's too short. I wanted to know if you fancy going for a drink later. Forget about all this for a bit. I've had a bit of a day. Can only imagine what sort of a day you've had. Look, what I said today, I know that you're right. I know you're thinking of me. I know all I am is because of you, really. I owe you everything, sis. I mean it. And I know you don't believe me when I say it, but I'm sorry. I really am. Call me, please.
Oliver, I need to see you in my office.
I can explain everything.
It's about Penny.
Sometime later, Oliver's in the staff room alone.
She went in to try and help someone who was trapped. They were bleeding badly. She crawled into the carriage. It collapsed. She would have died instantly. I'm sorry, Oliver.
They burst in to find Oliver sitting on a bench in tears.
So the place was full of doctors. Police, firemen, rescue services.
Oliver, it was chaos out there. The carriage was unstable. She shouldn't have crawled under.
Why did you let her go in?
I didn't know. There was nothing I could do.
He looks up at Michael, who's devastated.
No.
Oliver studies his hands.
Bet she still managed to get the tourniquet on, whoever it was, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
What?
We need a relative to identify the body.
In the morgue, a body is removed from one of the drawers. Now placed on a table, the body is draped with a white sheet by two technicians. Double doors open, revealing Michael and Malik, who lead Oliver into the room. The sheet's pulled back to reveal Penny's head and shoulders. She looks as if she's in a peaceful sleep. Michael is overcome and leaves the room. Oliver nods to the technician, who covers her over.
Hey, come on. Let's get you.
She didn't get my message. She didn't get my message.
What?
She hated me. She hated me. She hated me. She died hating me.
What are you talking about?
Malik narrows his eyes at Oliver.
She failed her final exams. Had to retake them. I passed. Because I exchanged our papers, I switched her paper for mine. I told her she went ballistic. I promised her I'd confess. And then I tried to slime out of it. As usual. She said, if I didn't come clean by the end of today, then she'd tell. And now she can't.
Where you going?
Finish the job, that's where.
Holby City Hospital was designated the receiving hospital, and we've taken a large number of casualties today.
Valentine! Valentine! Look, wait. Before you do anything stupid, just listen to me.
It's too late for that. She was right.
Look, you falling on your sword won't bring her back.
What do you care?
Is she a good doctor? And I hate waste. Listen. She might have wanted to kill this morning. I mean, sure, I'd be half the time, but she was your sister. She loved you.
You wanted me to stop,
so. Spectre, please.
I've got this. Come here for a second. Listen to me! What, you really think she wanted you to quit?
I want to be on my own. Please, just leave me alone.
Come on, Oliver, think about it! Because from where I'm standing, that would be a bloody pointless thing to do. As far as I'm concerned, we never had that conversation.
Of patients with life-threatening injuries. Tragically, there were a number of fatalities at the scene of the accident. If I may say so, one of those was one of our most promising junior doctors. I'm so proud of the staff at Holby today. Without the total dedication of all the emergency quick response teams, you would have paid a far dearer price. Thank you.
Having watched Hansen make his way back into the hospital, Oliver turns towards a wooden bench and table on a stretch of lawn nearby. He's clutching the clear plastic bag of Penny's belongings, and behind him, the camera crews and reporters are taking their leave. He sits down on the bench and stares from the bag of her things back to the hospital with an expression of shocked weariness.